grace is nothing more than having all the blessings of heaven, even when you don't deserve it. And it all happens because of what Christ has done for us. Without Christ, we wouldn't know grace. What an incredible thing that is. Today's scripture comes from Psalm 138. It's a psalm of David, and it's a psalm about prayer. So listen to this. It is a prayer, but it is also about prayer. David says, I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord, when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. The Lord is exalted. He looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. First off, I want to say praise be to God for King David. I love the story of King David because David, at many places in his life, is a failure. Yet God says, I still want a deep and powerful relationship with you. And in the midst of all of that, as David prays, God answers. What a wonderful thing. I mean, because when I look at David's life, I realize there are many points in his life he messed up worse than I think I ever will. And God still said, I love you, and I hear your prayers, and I'm going to answer them. Now, I don't know how your prayer life is, but every disciple of Jesus Christ should have a very active and a very deep prayer life. And prayer for me is not any kind of special words or ways to say things. It's just coming to God and talking to God. As you would talk if he were sitting in a chair right in front of you, back and forth. Talking and sharing your heart and opening it up completely. But one of the exciting things that we see in Scripture over and over again is not only can we talk to God in prayer, not only can we request things and ask God to do things, not only can we open ourselves completely to God, but God listens and God answers. Answered prayer. We should all have that assurance. I have met people that say that they don't have a prayer life because God's busy enough already. And they don't talk to God because God has enough things to take care of. One of the things that I want to tell you is that each week, as we say the Lord's Prayer together, God hears your voice just as well as God hears everybody else's. All at the same time. God hears. As I listen every week, it's quite interesting as I listen. Because at one moment I might hear one voice over another voice. At one moment I might hear one stronger than another. And then the next moment it changes all around and I hear somebody else. And I just glory in the fact that God is hearing each and every one of those prayers. What an incredible thing. I'm glad that we have a God that we don't have to wait in line to give our request to. Do you realize how many people there are being that would have to wait in line? Oh, phone's busy, call back again. We never have to do that with God. You see, this Psalm of David shows a great understanding of answered prayer. It shows a great and a rich and a deep understanding of answered prayer. David not only prays to God, but in the midst of his prayer, he prays that he knows that God has heard him and has answered him. Now, I'm not going to get into dealing with all the different kinds of answers, the timing of God's answers, because I don't think you realize that if one of my grandchildren at age 3 would ask to have a pocket knife just as Rufus has a pocket knife, for those of you that don't know, that's what my grandchildren call me, is Rufus. Somebody asked me a long time ago, what do I want my grandchildren to call me? And I said Rufus. And the reason I said that is because when I hear Rufus now, I know it's my grandchildren talking to me. Okay? Little kids don't call out that name. But if my 3-year-old grandson wanted a pocket knife just like Rufus has, I wouldn't give it to him. Because I know it's not time for it yet. I know it might get misused. I know it might harm him more than it would keep him safe and entertained and active. Later in life is quite fine. Matter of fact, I expect it later in life. I don't know what I would do. Right now I don't have my pocket knife in my pocket because my wife says I shouldn't jam my pockets full of things before I come up here to preach. And it's like, where's my knife? Because I carry it every day of my life. You see, sometimes God says yes, and sometimes God says no, and sometimes God says, not quite yet. And that's okay. But what I want to deal with today is that God does answer prayer. David praises God and journeys deeper because of answered prayer. David praises God and journeys deeper because of answered prayer. God has answered my prayer, David would say. God has answered my prayer, and therefore I'm going deeper on this relationship with God. Therefore, I'm going to take the spiritual journey even further than I've ever gone before because God listened and God answered. I'm going to continue to walk that journey, and I'm going to continue to go deeper. That's especially one of the things that I like about prayer, is that I know as I share my heart that God hears it, and then when God answers, I know that I can open my heart even further. And I can say, God, you took care of my last request. I got a deeper one now. I got one that's even more meaningful to me and more special to me and even a greater need than the one I shared before. I know that God answers prayer. Right now I'm thinking about the day that I visited with a lady in the hospital. She was sitting beside her bed. Her body was getting old, and as she was sitting there beside the bed, and as I was talking with her, I had a deep and wonderful relationship with her and had through many, many years. She just all of a sudden and I said, Lord, not right now. please bring life back to this lady. She was slipping away. And I said, Lord, not right now. Trying to reach the call button, trying to call out into the hallway to get some nurses and whatnot in there. They finally got in there, and about six or seven of them got in there, and they shooed me out of the room, which was fine with me. It's not that I didn't want to be there in case she died, but I knew that I didn't want to be in the way. And I went and sat down and prayed. And I said, God, not right now. And I know God answered that prayer because she lived for a number of years after that. And I wonder what would have happened if I hadn't been there. You see, God answers prayer. I said once in my life, God, I'm confused and I don't know what direction to take. And I don't know whether to step in this direction or this direction. And God told me quite clearly, you choose. Both ways are right. What an incredible assurance that when God answered my prayer at that moment to tell me, you choose. Both ways are right. Which path is it you want to walk? And I tell you right now, that's why I'm a pastor and not a missionary. Because God said, you choose. God answers prayer, and I was able to go deeper. I was able to go further. Listen to what David says in verse 3. He says, when I called, Lord, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. You see, David even says, you greatly emboldened me. Can you say that about your prayer life, that as you come and you pray before God and God answers your prayer, does it embolden you? Does it cause you to lift up and stand taller? Does it cause you to walk deeper on the spiritual journey and say, God, I'll risk even more because I saw you answer prayer? David says, you emboldened me, Lord. Can you say that after spending time in prayer? In hearing God answer your prayer? David says, I've got more courage and I've got more ability and I've got more drive and I've got more because, Lord, I saw you answer my prayer. Now I am ready to do so much more. You know what? Answered prayer should have the same effect on us. Answered prayer should have the same effect on us. It should embolden us in such a way that we don't hold back. It should encourage us to get over and around the stumbling blocks in our lives. It should help us to walk ever further and ever deeper with God and ever closer with God. It should encourage us to speak even more about Jesus Christ. It should help us to reach out to those who need God and those who need to know that God listens and answers prayer. Is that your prayer life? Is that your prayer life? I know it's a struggle. I know it's hard. In the beginning of my Christian walk, the only way that I knew to do prayer was to have a long list and to tell God about all the things on the list. and to tell God what needed to be done for each and every one of the things on the list. And always to make sure you finish that by saying amen, which is a simple word, Hebrew word, that just means so may it be. That's all it means. So may it be. And then I'd go off about my day. Spending time in prayer, I've learned, is something so much different. One, if nothing else, God already knows the concerns, right? Because you're going to tell me that God's all-knowing. And you're going to tell me that God only wants the best for people's lives. So God knows everything that I'm going to bring to God in request. Why does God wait for us to come and ask? I'm not quite sure. But one of the things that has helped me to know is as I pray, it changes me first. It changes who I am. It changes the way I'm willing to interact in the midst of this world. And then as I see God answer prayers, it changes me even further. I know, I'm using a bad word. Change. There's one thing I know, people don't like change. Especially church people. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Get over it. Because God's all about change. God's all about changing us. God's all about transforming us. God's all about us knowing deeper. So as we spend more time in prayer, we find out how God wants us to change. And it opens up new doors and avenues. And it allows me to go deeper. And I say, God, you answered that one. I'm still to this day surprised that God answered my prayer, Lord, not today, for that lady. Still surprised. Because I found out later from the nurses that it was rather close. And God did that. God changed what was happening for that lady that day. Did I like change that day? Yeah, I did. Because I got to spend more time with that lady. And she got to spend more time with her family. I've also learned that sometimes I come to prayer and I just sit. Because sometimes I don't have the words that I need to pray. I don't know what to say. And I just sit. And I just say, God, And you know what? God answers that prayer too. God says it's okay, just sit there. There's a completely valid form of prayer called contemplation where you just sit and say nothing and just sit in God's presence. And even though you said nothing, you've asked for nothing, God answers that prayer too. And God says, I'll soften your heart some more so that you can see deeper on the spiritual journey. And I go, God answered my prayer again today. When I didn't even know what to say. I didn't know how to be. I didn't know what to do. Answered prayer should embolden us then. It should have an effect on us in such a way that we can't stop from moving forward on a spiritual journey. Amen? This is a spiritual journey we're on. It's not a one-time come down, accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, get baptized, and you're good to go to heaven. Yes, you are good to go to heaven. Don't get me wrong. But God's left you here for a couple of reasons. One, that you can come to know God better while you live here. And that you can trust God in deeper and richer ways. And that you can be transformed and changed. And that you can become more like Jesus Christ, and you can reach out to other people and tell them about the answered prayers that God has brought you. I don't have time to list all the answered prayers that God's brought me over the years. But God does listen, and God does answer. And it should embolden me to be even more courageous in my faith and take a step even deeper than I've ever taken before. One of the other lectionary passages for today comes from Luke chapter 5. It's about Jesus teaching. And he talks to Peter and he says, "Peter, can I just get in your boat? And can you push it out from shore, please, so I can get a little breathing room from all these people that are crowding in? Can you just push it out some?" Jesus finishes teaching and he looks at Peter and he says, "Take this boat out into the deep water. Throw your net over." Now, I can only imagine that Peter, a fisherman, don't forget, at that moment would have wanted to instruct Jesus about how to fish. And Peter would have said, "With the nets that we have, you don't catch fish in deep waters." Peter says, "You know what? You're God, and I shouldn't be in your presence." And Jesus said, just go ahead, push out. They caught so many fish that it almost swamped the boat. They'd been fishing all night, probably. Hadn't caught anything. Now they caught enough to swamp the boat. I don't know about you, but I've never caught that many fish. And Peter says, "You've answered a prayer I didn't even ask. And you answered it by me going deeper than I've ever gone before." That scripture has always meant a lot to me, because it's not on the shore playing in the waves where you're going to find out the deep things about God. It's meant a lot to me because at one time I perceived, maybe I'm not totally right, but it felt that way to me as a young lad, taking swimming lessons probably about 7, 8 years old, they felt that I was doing good enough that I could jump in the deep end. Get up on the diving board and jump in, swim to the side. I jumped in and the top of that water never came back. Finally, when I broke the surface, they had to pull me out because I was panicking. Even though I grew up at the beach, I didn't learn how to swim until I was 15, 16. Because I had such a fear of deep water. And I remember the gentleman that threw me in. And I knew that he was a 4th-degree black belt. And he says, "If you climb out of that water before you swim 100 yards. I said, "Yes, sir, no problem." I didn't need to know the end of that sentence because he was a 4th-degree black belt. And the very next week, he taught me how to be a lifeguard. And I worked as a lifeguard for 2 summers. I still have deep and powerful respect for the deep water. But I've learned playing on the shore in the water, you don't learn about God. You can ask those who've been in small groups with me, and you can ask the staff. I ask them to read books that go really deep. So that we can learn more about God. Answered prayer should embolden us to go so much deeper than we've ever gone before. Has God answered a prayer for you? Just one? Has God answered one prayer for you? How did you feel when that happened? Were you ready to go even one step deeper at that moment? Were you ready to say, as David says, when I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. Not just emboldened me, greatly emboldened me. Folks, God answers prayer. I know that. I've seen it happen time and time again. And it almost surprises me every time. You mean God cares that much about me to answer my prayer? You mean God changed what was happening that day for that lady? Because I said, Lord, not today. Wow! Isn't that incredible? Amen. Isn't that beyond what we would think sometimes? God answers prayer. You know that. This is a praying church that has prayed for people to be healed, and they've been healed. Got Brother Rick sitting back there. Not only has Rick prayed and God answered his prayers, but God's answered our prayers for Rick. Shouldn't that embolden us to pray even deeper? Shouldn't that embolden us to walk even deeper? Wow, God did that when we asked. Has answered prayer caused you to move deeper in your relationship with God? Has answered prayer caused you to move deeper in your relationship with God? Folks, we're gathering together on Tuesday mornings at 10 o'clock. Jerry heard the Holy Spirit speak to him about this is what we can do to make a difference. Praise God, Jerry, that you heard that. And that you took a step and have formed a way for us to get together. We meet here in the sanctuary. And it's all about just praying. Nothing else. So if you're looking to come get treats and a juice, we don't have that. It's just about praying. Now, if you want to hang around afterwards for some fellowship time, that's wonderful. But that time on Tuesday mornings is from 10 to 11. Just pray. We go around the room, and anybody who wants to speak up and pray can pray. You know what I'm expecting from that time? I'm expecting, number one, for God to answer those prayers. I'm expecting it. Number two, I'm expecting God to change us and to change our town and change our community in such a way that more people in this community become churched folks. And that more people in this community will stand that day with us when Jesus Christ comes again. Because I'm a firm believer, if we gather together and pray, God's going to answer our prayers. And God's going to use us to reach this whole world. Somehow we'll have an effect in every country in this world by spending time in prayer. I believe that. You want to join us, come. Because we're going to watch God answer some incredible prayers. Now, we'll tell you this. Jerry has invited just about everybody and anybody, almost from the president on down, to be here with us. Right? The mayor said that she's going to come. The sheriff said he's going to come and spend some time in prayer with us. He's trying to get a hold of all the other folks in town to ask them to come and spend some time in prayer with us. It's only about prayer. That's what it's about. But it's about seeing God answer those prayers in incredible ways, and then us walking deeper in a relationship with God because we see how God answers prayers. How about you? I think everybody in here could admit that God has answered prayer for them. Has it greatly emboldened you to go deeper in a relationship with God? I want to give you a minute just to go and talk to God about that. And open your heart and let God touch you. So let's take a minute to do that, and then I'll close us with a moment of prayer. Lord, you've heard a multitude of prayers just now. You've heard hearts cry out. We expect to see answers. And help us as we see those answers, that we can bring praise and honor and glory to you, and that those answers will embolden us to step ever deeper on the spiritual walk, to get out there in the midst of this community and talk to people about Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us. And thank you for answering our prayers already. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.